Morning. Going to continue the sugya of Lifnei Iver. As we discussed last week, the basic idea of Lifnei Iver is whenever you enable someone to be Iver in Issa. Now the cases in the Gemara are cases of Issa Doraisa. You hand a Nazir a bottle of wine. He drinks the wine, he's going to be Iver in Issa Doraisa. So by putting the stumbling block in front of him, by handing it to him, enabling him to do the Issa, that is Lifnei Iver. Now, if you enable someone to do an issur d'rabbanan, that is a machlokes. It's actually a three machlokes. Some say it's lifnei iver d'rabbanan. Others say it's lifnei iver d'oraisa, because just like an eitz hashein hagedim is giving bad advice is issur d'oraisa, enabling him to be over an issur, even if it's a d'rabbanan to get issur, is included in that issur d'oraisa as well. And a third sheet is that there's no issur at all. The lifnei iver is only by issur d'oraisa. Halacha l'maaseh seems to be like the first shita, that there is an isser by derabbanan, but in many cases it will be the isser itself will be derabbanan. Now, even a bigger chiddush, which is not even a true isser, we have in Ma'ariv Mekayim the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara discusses a case where Rav Huna went ahead and ripped something in front of his son in order to test him. He wanted to see if his son would get angry. So the Gemara asks, how can he do that? The father provokes the son. If the son does get angry and starts yelling at his father, he's going to be over in Israel, keep it up. So frek the Gemara, how can you go ahead and test your child? V'dilma rasach, maybe get angry. The ka'avar lifnei iver le'sitei mishal, be over le'sitei mishal. The Gemara says, the machale, the kire, he's covered in advance. So even if the child gets angry, it says something nasty to his father, because the father was Meichel, the child was never over the Isser of Kibbutz, and therefore it's not Lifnei Iver. Now, Tesis has a kasha. We know that if a person goes ahead, he sees a piece of meat, he thinks it's kasha. He, for some reason, wants to do an Isser, he takes it, he eats it, and then he finds out afterwards it wasn't kasha. It was kasher pastrami. What does he know? So, Allah is, was he over an Isser kasha? No. What he ate was kosher pastrami. But nevertheless, v'Hashem yislach lo, nevertheless, he was over an Isser, because he was mechaven, because he tried doing an Isser, even though at the end it turns out that he wasn't matzliach, nevertheless, he still needs a kapara for what he did. Frek Tosfos, if the father is testing the child by provoking him to get angry, it's very nice that the father is really moichel the child, he's moichel on his kavod. The child doesn't know that. When the child gets angry at his father and starts yelling at him or says something which is not within kibbutz aim, he's doing something wrong. He's trying. He believes he's being over an issa. So why don't we still have the problem of lifnei iver le'sitei mishal? So Taisa says, it must be that he warns his son in advance that don't worry, whatever you say, I'm going to be moichel to kibbutz. Exactly how we tested him or what the Yetzirah was, I guess when people get angry, they can lose their temper regardless and wanted to see what would happen. But that Tosfos says, Enachanami, if you provoke someone, even if you're moichel them in advance, nevertheless, that would be lifnei iver. The Ritva argues, because it's difficult to learn this in the Pshat and the Gemara, so the Ritva says that no, lifnei iver does not go so far because it's a lav sheva klalis. If lifnei iver is only when you actually have him do the yisur, but if you're moichel in advance where the yisur cannot be done, he says there's no kepeda. Now, a very common case where this could come up is you have a new cleaning lady, and you want to know, can she be trusted or not? So you leave a couple of dollars lying around, tell them you're leaving the house, and you want to see, is the money going to be there when you come back? So it might be a nice idea. But really, this is our Gemara. That since you are putting them in a matzev, in a temptation, where they may go ahead and take the money, so l'chayra, it's a question of lifnei iver. So it would seem, it would be really depend, if you're moichel in advance, if you're moichel a few dollars, which anyway, you know, if it's not there, it's not there, you're not getting it back. So then according to the Ritzvo, it would be okay, because you're a moichel, when she takes it, she's not being over nisr gzela, even though she thinks she is. Nevertheless, the Ritzvo says, lifnei iver doesn't apply on such a case. According to Tosfos, that would be awesome. And therefore, it might be a nice idea, and it might be not a nice way to test someone out, but because you're putting them in a situation where they're tempted to be over nisr, that would very likely be awesome. No, even a goy. Regardless, with lifnei iver, handing an Eber Menachai to a goy is usher according to everyone. And therefore, in this case as well, if you're tempting them to do an iser, so then that would be awesome.
That's the same as putting it in their hand?
Yeah.
Given the meat is more close to the stuff.
No, in a chayim, I mean, you have an etzer of being moich, of saying if she takes it on moichlet. So then it's only an issue, it's not shenai or gzeilet, it's just Hashem Yisrael, she's mechavim for it. That case is talking about Yisrael. So I don't have any raya one way or another whether it applies to a guy, but perhaps that would be an avenue to find a mokim lahakal. Good question. That's going to come up a number of times. And there's the basic question to me, how far does it go? If you sell to someone who's not from a pen, he may write with it on Shabbos. He probably will write with it on Shabbos. So that's going to be a general question, how far it goes. We'll have a number of cases. I don't want to answer it now. We'll deal with it as the sugya unfolds. We mentioned last week there's a question of if a person, let's use the simple case of lifnei iver, the pashas, the krah, blind man's walking down the street, you put out your foot, like we mentioned, and what happens if the person simply doesn't trip? You put the stumbling box, he didn't fall. So we mentioned there's machlokes achronim whether you're over or not. Now, what's happening in this case? When you provoke your son into getting angry, so the Gemara says what? The Gemara says that maybe he'll get angry by over lifneiva. It implies that if he doesn't get angry, he weren't over lifneiva. So this is one of the rayas that they bring, that you're only over lifneiva if it actually happens. If it doesn't happen, if the iver just steps right over it and doesn't fall, it implies over here that you were not over the iser. It's not a good idea. The Gemara is saying you can't do it because you're playing Russian roulette. If he goes ahead and gets angry, you'll be over the iser. But nevertheless, it sounds like the technical lifnei iver, you're not over. Again, others are doicha that this is not lifnei iver because it may not happen. You can get angry anyway. They say different svaras, and this is perhaps only the din rabbanon, so it may not be a riot. But this is one of the ma'ariv mekayimis that they discuss. Now, because of this taisvis, that if a person is mechavim le'iser, even though you're moichli, even though he's not over, you still have a problem with lifnei iver. So there's a very, very important nafkamino halacha, which I think many people know about, that if you're calling someone for shidduch information, so you're digging for dirt, you're digging for lashon hara. Now, it's l'tayelis. You need to know this information. Your son or your daughter needs to have this information before they go out. So it's certainly mutter. But when you ask for information, if you go ahead and instead of calling up and saying, my daughter's in Shidduchim, what can you tell me about this person? It's Litayeles. If you stop, meet the person and schmooze with him and try to pull Lashon Hara out of him, in that case, although it's Litayeles, he doesn't know it. He thinks this is just plain gossip, plain Lashon Hara. He's Mechavin Le'iser, so you're over Lifnei Iver Lisiti Mikshol, even though you're asking for a Tayeles. And that's why it's important when you're asking for information to make it clear that this is being asked for a purpose. This is not stam lashon hara. This is l'tayelas, and that way the person knows that what he's doing is appropriate. Now the Rikei Yosef on this Gemara asks an interesting question. He says, "What does the Gemara say that Rav Huna went ahead, ripped something in front of his son to see if he'll get angry?" And what was the issue? The issue was when he gets angry, will he say something to his father that is not in keeping with the mitzvah of Kibud Av? Director Birki Yosef, forget about what he's going to tell his father. Forget about the mitzvah of Kibud Av. What about the fact that he's getting angry? Kol HaKoyis, as we know, someone who gets angry is Kihu Oyved Avoy Dezara. So although Midos are not one of the Tayag, but nevertheless, it is also for a person to get angry. So why we jump into the next step, what he'll do in his anger? The anger itself should be awesome. And therefore, provoking that anger itself should be lifnei iver.
Even though it's a bit me to get angry, I'm not aware of
a lav. And so that's exactly my point. It's not a lav, but if it's kolakoyiski, if it's something which is usher to do, so it's a mikshal. So what he answers is, he says an interesting answer. He says like this. It's true. Kolakoyiski lo iver abay dezara. If one day you get angry, you come home, dinner isn't ready on time, and you just lose it. You blow up and you start yelling and screaming. So that's certainly an iser. On the other hand, if someone does something wrong to you and you get upset, lufi hamida, what's appropriate for the situation, people are people. You're allowed to get upset when someone did something wrong to you. And therefore, Zakti Birke Yosef and Chanami, if a person just goes ahead and blows his stack for no reason, or he blows it out of proportion, On the other hand, if someone does an avla to you, they go ahead, they smash something in front of you, they ruined it, you have the right to get angry. And therefore, he says, if he was not choishes, his son would lose his temper. Again, we're talking about Rabbi Bar Avuna. He had no hava mina, he would go ahead and lose his temper and blow up inappropriately. The issue was just he'll get angry the way any person would naturally get upset. And during when he's upset, the question is he going to really be careful with mitzvah kibud av ve'im or not? But he says in this case, there was no chashash that the person would get angry, and that's why this iser doesn't apply. But what that means is like this. That means is that if you have a sibling, and you know how to press his button, you know how to get him going. So if you go ahead and you provoke him, so it might be a lot of fun to watch the result. But according to the Birkei Yosef, this is lefneiva, because it's not, again, while he's not being over alive, nevertheless, the fact that you're getting him angry, getting him upset, that itself will be lefneiva. For that matter, if the shir goes on for too long, the rabbi goes over time. So I don't know. Perhaps that is a shayla lefneiva. Get everyone all upset and worked up. So you have to be very careful. If you're going to do something which you know will cause someone to lose their temper, cause someone to be over an iser, that would very likely be lifnei iver. The Rajba actually has an interesting case with a dayan, where apparently the rule was that if you started yelling at the dayan, there was a knas. So this dayan, apparently to supplement his income, went ahead and made sure to get people really worked up and press the right buttons, and sure enough, he was collecting the knas right and left. So the Rajba, besides the fact he said he's certainly not a soinei botza, and you know, certainly not, but he says also he's over lefnei iver. He's provoking people to do something shalaika din. This is an example of lefnei iver. What? Well, you have to know the mice. The person blew up. So if he did get angry, I don't know how justified it was, but the knas may still have been appropriate. Now, the Aruch HaTzadikim does say in Shaar HaKas that when you want to become a partner with someone, you want to deal with them, he said you should try to provoke them and see how they act when they're angry. So that is a bit of a stira to this Birkei Yosef. Either the Aruch HaTzadikim just argues on this whole point that holds Kas is not an Isser, not a Lav, and it doesn't apply. Or perhaps he just means, like we said before, he's allowed to get angry. You provoked him. You know him well enough that the kas will be with the Hamida. Question is how he acts when he's angry. Perhaps it's a bit tzarechian. Now it's set over b'shem Rav Yisrael Salanter. It's a different stories, but essentially this, you know, the story that was with Yitzchak Blazer, Rav Yisrael Salanter's Talmud, was once he was in a place and the Talmidim were giving him a tremendous amount of kavod. They were held on chairs. They're dancing in front of him. And someone asked him, why aren't you afraid? Why don't you stop your Talmidim from giving you such kavod? Because perhaps it's going to get to your head and become a balgaiva. So how do you allow them to give you this kavod if it will cause you, it's a lifnaiver, it's an assignment for you, it'll get to your head. So he said, Obi Hashem Yisrael Salanter, that if they have a chiyuv to be mechaber the Rebbe, or the parents, or whoever that is, that's not lifnaiver. They have to give them kavod. Now, what happens if the Rebbe doesn't know how to deal with the kavod appropriately? That's his problem. But you don't have an Isser Lifnei Iver to give the kavod because that's your chiv. Now, it's very stavra. That's only when you're giving the right amount of kavod. Now, when I was a child and in camp, there was a bacher. He was in a sifta, bit of an interesting fellow. And when he came to camp, it seems he went around letting everyone know that when the Rosh Hashiva, the Shiva that he went to, was, you know, gave his shir klali, and he was working out the sugya, and he got stuck, he didn't know what to do. So he used to call me in to takap pshat, and that's who he turned to whenever he really, 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 really didn't know pshat, he needed a good answer to the really shvera shailas. And at another point, he, you know, let people know how many times he finished shas already, even though he was so young. So people began to realize who they're dealing with. So the next day when he came into the dining room, the whole camp gets up and starts singing Yom Amal Yemei Melech Toysef. This fellow was lapping it up. He was enjoying every second of it. And for the rest of the summer, whenever he came into the dining room, everyone burst into song. Everyone had a wonderful time. Now, looking back, I'm not so sure this case has the heter of Yisrael Salanter. Over here, where you're giving kaved, which is clearly above what he you know, deserves. So, this is a question of lifnei iver, if he's going to get to his head, and I mean, it was already perhaps in his head, But yesh lodoin, whether this is a problem lifnei iver.
What's the
now, in truth, is that this case is actually a chiddush. Because it's one thing, in the case of lifnei iver, when you break something in front of your child, you're provoking him. The natural reaction is to get angry, to yell, to scream. That's lifnei iver because you're causing it. The other hand, you have to know, if singing yamim, when a person walks into a dining room, it's true, now he walks in, he has cover that gets to his head, now he thinks he's great, and 20 years from now, who knows what'll happen. That's very indirect. And therefore, it's mistavra, and all in any of these cases, we're not dealing with real lifnei iver, because it's not a direct nichshol, he's not doing an isser right away, it's just, you know, perhaps unhealthy for his psychology, but it's hard to argue this is a real lifnei iver, this is the same thing as putting a banana peel in front of a blind person. So it's mistavra, we're not dealing with a lifnei iver deraisa regardless. Now going back to the halacha that we touched upon last week, and that is when there is a question of lifnei iver, the most critical question to ask is it chad aver denara, is it trei aver denara? Is your help needed that without you the isser will not happen? Or are you just helping things along? The case of the Gemara is there's a nazir on one side of the river, you're on the other side with a bottle of wine. The nazir has no way, there's no bridge. The nazir has no way to get that bottle of wine. And he asks you to pass it to him. So in that case, since if you say no, the isser's not going to happen. He can't reach it. So in that case, by being polite, by handing him that bottle of wine, at that point you are enabling him to do the isser. It is trei avri denaro. Without you, the isser is simply not going to happen. So in that case, because you are the one that's causing the isser, that is a clear case of lifnei iver deraisa.
I don't care. I know it's usser. Just give it to me. Is that lifnei iver?
Yes. Because without you, your help, he can't do it. He wants to do it, but he can't. He can't reach the bottle. By you handing him the bottle, that is giving the michshol. And therefore, even though he's amazed, there will be an isser deraisa. Masha'in Kain, if he's on the same side of the river and he asks you, pass me the bottle, if you say no, he's going to just get out there and take it himself. That is chad aver denara. Your action is not directly responsible for the isser. It will happen regardless. So there, the isser deraisa lifnei iver does not apply. In many cases, there'll be an isser drabon of misayeh. We'll get to that soon. But as we will see, there are many kulois and many kulois and different ways you can be mako by a drabon but not by deraisa. So the first question you have to ask yourself in any case is, how critical are you? Are you needed for the isser? Then it's deraisa. There's very little room to work with. If you're not needed, if it can happen regardless, then it would be a drabon. So again, the critical question is, how necessary are you? Once had a Shiloh, there was someone who worked for a company, he was a manager, and this company, it was a Jewish-owned company, and they had a policy that if any employees needed a short-term loan, they would lend it to you, they would advance it to you against your next paycheck, and they would charge whatever the interest rate was, and this way the workers were happy, this is cheaper going for a payday loan. The business was happy, it was because they made a few dollars off the interest, and it kept the employees happy. The problem was, the company was owned by a Jew, and this particular employee was also Jewish. He went to the manager, you know, this fellow was not from, and said, I want to borrow, I need $300 before my payday, I'd like to borrow it, and you know, can you fill out the paperwork and get this approved? Now this manager was the only one in the company that was authorized to take care of this project, to this program. He was the only one that could give out the loan. So in such a case, you're dealing with the question of lifnei iver deraisa. Because if he goes ahead, he fills out the forms, there will be this loan, the loan will take place, then a yid will charge another yid rivis. If he refuses to, it'll be a little bit difficult for him, he may even get fired, but if he refuses to, the loan simply won't take place. This worker had no relationship with the owner, with the boss, there was no way for him to get the loan. So this was a case of lifnei iver deraisa, and there's really no heter to go ahead and to fill out the paperwork and to get the loan approved.
You can argue that they could easily just appoint someone else to do it.
But they weren't. This company, this wasn't a Fortune 500 company. This was a small company. He was the one running the entire thing.
Obligated to
ledger
job?
What?
Is he obligated to ledger job?
Possibly. What happened over here in this is a much simpler etza. He called the employee over and said, listen, you're Jewish. Jews don't charge other Jews interest. He gave him the $300. He said, here, I'm giving you the $300. Payday, you give it back to me. I don't want a penny from you. And it was a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. The worker was just, it blew his mind that a concept exists, that if you have one Jew, another Jew needs money, you're not allowed to take advantage of it. It was $300, which he got back a couple of days later anyway. It wasn't a major expense. And Baruch Hashem, he was able to, it was a Kiddush Em Shemayim, and he avoided the Malv being over 60 Sturim, the Leiv being over a bunch, depending on how you count, and he kept his job. So this is the first question you always have to ask is, how necessary are you? Is it Chad Avra Denaro? Is it Trey Avra Denaro? If you don't do it, will it happen regardless? Now, the case in the Gemara is, there's a bottle of wine, there's a nazir, and the question is, can he reach it without your help, or does he need you to pass it to him? What happens if there's no bottle of wine? This bottle he can't reach. But if you say no, he can go to the liquor store down the block, and he can buy a bottle of wine. Is that Chad Avra Denaro or Trey Avra Denaro? So the Ramah says that it's the same halacha. If he can go ahead and buy it, if at the end of the day he can do this Isser without you, so there usually is someone who's willing to sell it, that already is Chad Avra Denaro. And therefore the Ramah says, if you want to sell something, if a Nazar comes in, you went to your store, wants to buy wine, since he can go somewhere else and buy it from another store, that is the equivalent of Chad Avra Denaro. He doesn't need you, and there the Isser of Lifnei Iver will not apply. Now this is a bit of a machlekes, and when a Shmuel and the Goyin both argue, and they basically say, all the Gemara's cases that talk about you're not allowed to sell something because of Lifnei Iver, they ask, what do you mean? There's no one else in the world that sold it. You had a monopoly, you were the only person that sold it. And therefore some argue and say that if he does, it's one thing if there's a bottle of wine. He can take it himself, or you can hand it to him. If you hand it to him, since you can take that bottle, you haven't done anything. On the other hand, if he has no bottle, it's a question, and you want to sell it to him or give it to him. The fact that someone else can sell it to him, even if it's a good, but he can get it, the bottom line is, this bottle he couldn't get without you. And therefore, according to some poskim, if he wants to buy something from you, the fact he can buy it elsewhere is not an excuse. Doesn't release him from lifnei iver d'oraisa. Halacha l'maaseh, most poskim do go follow the Ramah that if you're selling something and he can buy it elsewhere, that is chayin arba denaro. That would not be lifnei iver d'oraisa. Now, there are a bunch of fascinating shilos that came up with this concept, whether it's chayin arba denaro or trey arba denaro. The Mishnah Sur Aaron talks about someone owns, there's a fryer that has a store. He wants to rent space by you. He certainly will be open on Shabbos. Is that called Chad Avra Denaro or Trey Avra Denaro? Now, you're probably not the only piece of real estate in town. And for some reason it doesn't work out, he'll find another storefront to rent. So therefore, Aaron says, in most cases it will be Chad Avra Denaro, and therefore you won't have a question of the Araisa, so you'll have to deal with the Rabbanon, which we'll get to. However, Zakat Mishnah Zerbaran, let's say you have the best location. Why does he want to come to you? Because you're in the mall, you're in a strategic location, he'll do more business here than anywhere else. If that's the case, that he'll do more business every time, every sale on Shabbos, there's another Issa. And therefore, Rav Aaron suggests that in that case, if he's going to do more business by you than elsewhere, that is Trey Avra Denaro. He's doing more Risurim because of your help, and there that would be Trey Avra Denaro, and that Pashtus would be also. Again, we'll deal with your other questions about renting stores. It's not quite, the halacha is not so straightforward, but his point is, if he'll do more business, that is Trey Avra Denaro.
Whenever it comes to renewal, he's definitely doing more business in the same location he was in before.
Okay, so fair enough.
Renewal should always be us then.
Fair enough. Again, this psak, I'm not saying this over for the psak, there's a lot more to discuss about this particular question, but at least he's bringing out the point that the fact that you'll do more business, he holds is enough. Now, there's a Ritzva and a Me'iri that seem to limit Lifnei Iver when without you no Isser will be done. If the Isser will be done, it's a question of how much. Both the Me'iri and the Ritzva say Lifnei Iver doesn't apply, which obviously would be a factor over here. Again, we'll get to that a little bit more in the next sugya. Now, another case is Avnei Nezer deals with a case where a person was selling, there was a fry yid wanted to buy some sort of meat that wasn't kosher. And the point was, if you didn't sell it to him, he'll travel to the next village and he'll get trade for meat regardless. Zakna Avinezer, it's very nice that he can travel to the next village, but back then, traveling, it wasn't by car. It's not going to happen today. It's going to happen tomorrow. So although if you say no, He'll just set it up, but by tomorrow already, he'll be set up getting his tire for somewhere else. For today, if you sell him kosher, if you don't sell him the trade for meat, he won't have tarifas. So since for today, his only option is you, that would be trei aver denara, and that would be a question of lifnei iver d'oraisa, even though eventually he's gonna get himself set up. Now, a similar case, the Chavos Yoar had a case, a person had a butcher, his partner was a goy, so they had a very nice arrangement. The goy took all the parts of the animal that were in kosher. His arrangement worked wonderfully, until one day, this goy went ahead and married a Jew. Now, she was a mummer, she was married to a goy, she obviously wasn't being zoher and kashrus. But now, whenever he took his share of the profits with the treif of meat, he brought it home to feed the entire family. So this, again, was a question of the fenei iver. So the Chavos Yoar begins by pointing out what he means. If you don't give him the treif of meat, he's just going to take the money. He'll go to another butcher, so he'll go to a competitor. He's going to buy treif of meat anyway. He's not spending the money to buy a kosher pastrami. So either way, he can go ahead and they can do it. The Chavos Yoar, not so simple. Because it's true, if it's a question of giving them meat or giving them cash and a chanami. But the arrangement apparently was they took meat on credit. Even if the partner wasn't entitled to the money yet, he just took the tray for meat and they made a cheshbon later on. So to find that kind of arrangement where you don't have any cash, someone's going to give you tray for meat because of your, and when you get paid, you'll make a cheshbon, that's not so benimsa. And therefore he says in that case, that would be tray aver denara, since you can't find someone who will sell it to you on credit, and therefore that would be a shayla of a daraisa. Good. So this is the question of lifnei de lifnei.
Right.
If you give it to a goy, who will turn around and give it to a yid? So again, that's a sugya. But many will hold when there's a yid involved, giving it to one yid that will pass to another yid is going to be awesome. When there's a goy involved, a bit of a shiloh. This Chavos Yoar is saying, like many others, that if one goy gives it to another goy, that far lifnei de lifnei by a goy is mutter. But if one goy gives it to a yid, at the end of the day, a yid will be nichshel. That will be awesome. Again, but we will discuss lifnei de lifnei a little bit more later. Today, if today they won't eat tarifas unless you give it to them, today is lifnei iver.
So what's the difference in the case? I'll sell it to you tomorrow.
Once he has an, yes. Now, we don't know when he comes in tomorrow, maybe you have to be chozer and say, no, I changed my mind. Because right now it's lifnei iver. Because right now if you say no, it's lifnei iver.
I, as a shopkeeper, I'm just selling something. I don't ask what you're going to do
with
it.
Wait a second. So this is the point that we're going to have to get to. If you know the person is going to, okay, you're a shopkeeper, but you're selling bacon. And a fellow comes in and he says he needs lunch. So in that case, where it's clear he's going to eat it, we have a problem with an eater. Now, if the person is from, and you can be there, Taisus says, you don't have to be chayshish. Why is he buying it? He has a dog, he has this, you come up with some reason. On the other hand, if a nazir says, please pass me the wine, or even wants to buy wine from you, you know good and well why the nazir wants the wine. And in that case, even though you're selling it, you're not telling him what to do, that's lifnei iver. When you're not sure, do you have to interrogate him? That we're going to discuss by Arichos. Very often by a Suffolk, it's not your job to do the research. But when there's a chazaka, people who come into a bar and say, give me wine, we know good and well what happens next.
But by the wine, you give it to another, he may be bringing it to a friend of his.
Yeah, so there's some, by wine, the assumption is, if he's asking for the wine, his intention is probably to drink it. Even if it's not his intention, you walk around with a bottle of wine for too long, you may have, I don't care what your intentions were, there's a good chance you're going to drink it. Okay. On the other hand, if in a case where a piece of meat, where it's not like that, you have a nevela, there already, there's no reason to assume he has a cheses kasher, so there's no reason to assume he's going to go ahead and eat it, there the halacha will be different. But wine, again, you can understand, is a little bit of a different dynamics. Okay, no, but if you look at this, if you look over there, Zemachogis Rishayim, Rashi and Taisus, what the case was. Rashi says we're afraid that he forgot he's a nazir and he's taking it to drink. Taisus says we're afraid that he will forget because people who have wine, it's normally they drink it. That's what you do. Therefore, we're afraid that he will forget and he'll come to drink it. Now, I don't know if it's a machloikis, but they do have two different pshatim in how to explain the chashash. Is it, we think, why are you asking for a bottle of wine? But people ask wine, they're drinking it, so therefore he must have forgotten. Or perhaps even if now he knows that since the tendency of people is to drink wine, and you, if you give it to him, in all likelihood, it will happen. He'll forget, he'll slip, he'll drink it. That itself is enough to aser it according to Tosfos. So there is, again, a difference in how the Rishonim explain the particular case. It doesn't mean he took it and it doesn't necessarily mean he took it and drank it immediately. According to Tosfos, it's a chashash in the future. But as we will see, it has to be a very serious chashash and assumption, because when it's a suffix, there'll be many kulas. In many cases, you can be mekel. Okay, so we got a little bit sidetracked, but going back, so if without you the Isser will not happen, that is Trey Avra Denaira, that is Lifnei Yivudo Raisa. If he can do it regardless, then you're helping out. That will not be Nisidu Araisa. It might be Nisidu Rabbanon, but there will be many kulas. But as we went through a number of cases, if you're helping in any way, where you're making it easier, making it more convenient, so even though in theory he could have done it, but it's possible that he wouldn't, and it's your help that pushes it over the top, that will be also. And the truth is, we had the case of the Gemara that we just had, that Rav Huna went ahead, he provoked his son to see if he got angry and did something which was not kibud av ve'em. Now, I don't mean to burst anyone's bubble over here, but you don't have to necessarily go ahead and provoke your son for him not to be mekayem mitzvah kibud av ve'em behidur. Some children are capable of doing it without being provoked. So it's not trei avra denara that a child can't say something not nice to his parents unless he's provoked. Obviously he could. But the case over here is he wouldn't. So even though in theory he could do it, since we know he will not, it's only when he goes ahead and breaks it in front of him, then he'll get angry, and maybe, then he'll be over the Isser. That's lifnei iver. You can't say, oh, it's chad avra denara, you can get angry anyway, because we know good and well he's not going to get angry. So it's not so much a question of, is it physically possible for him to do it? Is he on this side of the river, is he on that side of the river? Any case where we know, without your interference, without your action, the Isser will not happen, and it's only through your actions that the person will do the Isser, that will be it, Lifnei Yivudo Araisa, even though he doesn't really need you. He could. Nothing's stopping him. You know, Trei Avra Denaira, the case is, he can't reach the bottle of wine. So there we understand. If I'm the one that hands it to him, without my action, he can't do the Isser, that's an Isser Doraisa. What we're saying now, and the Chavetz Chaim says this, the Chazon Ish say this, and I think it's really mavur from all the places we just went through, even if he could do it, but he won't. If he won't do it, and through my actions that causes him to do it, that's lifnei iver, even though he was able to. The Mishnah says, if you lend someone money, if you lend someone a berivis, so the malva's over, the loiva, everyone's over the Isser. The edim, or the guarantor, are over Isser lifnei iver. Now, if you want to lend someone money, you can lend it without a guarantor. It may not be wise, but it certainly could be done. If you want to lend someone money, you don't need edim. You can just have him sign an IOU note. It may not be such good protection, but you could do it. Nevertheless, because he won't, so by you signing it, you're causing the Isser to happen. So even though he's able to do it, since he clearly will not do it, that itself is enough to be over lifnei iver deraisa. The Mishnah is clearly talking about deraisa. So we don't. It doesn't. It's not so much a question of possibility. It's a question of, in practice, will the Isser be done without your interference or not? Now, this is all for lifnei iver doraisa, and that is anytime there's a question, anytime there's a shayla, the first question a Rav will ask you is, if you don't do it, will the Isser happen regardless or not? However, although when he can do it without you, there's no Isser doraisa, according to many Rishonim, there is an Isser d'Rabban of Misayeh. The Makar for this is the Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Gimel, so the Gemara over there is talking about if you have one person standing on the out, on Rosh Hashanah Rabban, Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So if the Baal Bayis has something and Ani reaches in, takes it from the Baal Bayis' house and brings it outside, the Ani was over the Hitzah. He picked it up in Shasar Yochid, put it down in Shasar Rabban. The Baal Bayis, who did nothing more than just handed it to the Ani, he didn't do anything. What do you think? It was mutter. Frek Tosfos, how can you tell me it's mutter to hand it to the Ani? Lifnei iver. You handed it to him, he now brought it to the Shazarab, he's over Isser Doraisa. You enabled the Isser Doraisa. So Tosfos, the case was, even if you didn't hand it to him, he could have taken it himself. So it's Chad Avra Denaira, there's no Lifnei Iver Doraisa. But so Tosfos, even though there's no Lifnei Iver Doraisa, nevertheless, it's Usser to help anyone be over Nisser. Adarabba, when you see someone being over Nisser, there's a Chiyuv to Afrushim Yisura. You have to try to stop him from doing the Isser. If you don't stop him, not only do you not stop him, you help him out, you assist him. Tosis says there's an Isser Misayeya Durabana. And therefore, what Tosis comes out is that even if he doesn't need you, if you help him do the Isser, that is going to be an Isser Misayeya Durabana. Tosis says like this, the Rosh says like this, the Ran says like this. The Ramah is not so sure. Because look at this. Although Tosis in this case says it, Tosis in Avodah Zarah Davav, when he talks about handing the Nazir the bottle of wine, Tosis said, if you're both on the same side of the river and you hand them the bottle of wine, Tosis implies that's mutter. There's no problem whatsoever. Frankly, we have a stira. Tosis in Shabbos says that even if he can take it without you, if you hand it to him, that's Messiah, that's also Durabana. Tosis in Avodah Zarah implies it's completely okay. And therefore, the Ramah learns it is Machlokes Rishayim. It's not stira in Tosis, different Bali Tosis, Machlokes Rishayim. And therefore, again, in some cases it's Machmer, some cases it's Mekel. According to Ramah, it is a Machlokes whether there's an Isser Misayeya Bechlal. The Shach argues. And the Shach says no. Really, there's no stira. In Shabbos, we're talking about someone is being Mechal Shabbos. Obviously, the person being Mechal Shabbos is a Yid. Goy's not Mitzvah on Shabbos. Goy's not allowed to keep Shabbos. To help a Yid be over an Isser, even by Chanav or Dinara, that's not a raisa, but there's an issue drabana. And it says that everyone agrees to. The case of Gemara Taisus in Avodah Zarah is talking about handing a goy aver menachai. You still met a goy. The din misayeya, which is only drabana, when he doesn't need you, he can do it without you. You're just helping out. You're being misayeya. That issue drabana was only don't help another yidu nisar. You have the chiyav afushim yisura. You can't go ahead and you help him. When it's a goy, although there's an Isser Lifnei Iver, but you don't have a proactive obligation to stop the goy from being over the Isser, and therefore when it's Chanav or Dinara, you're just helping out, there the Shach says the Isser Misayeya will not apply. So this is the Shita of the Shach. There are actually another two other Shitas, but since I do not want to be over Lifnei Iver of getting anyone upset, I'm going to stop now.